Mọi quý xem Thảo Lô Thầy Hay và Sơn Hợp Cầu Bạc Thế Sơn Lê Bê Nạc Tôn Sư Ả Sa Sơ Ơ Lê Khả Lê Khả Yang Bê Khả Lạ As we saw before, Inakon is going to be selling now dough in order to be used as sourdough. He is chayev in challah, even though the maisa he should be potter because it was not over here for baking purposes. However, as we saw before, we make a gezeira whenever a das is dependent on someone else's das, or he is dependent on finding buyers. And therefore, if he doesn't find buyers, so then he's going to bake it, right? And, or maybe there'll be somebody who buys the whole Issa now and is going to bake the Issa. I mean, so in that case, his das cannot be what Shkoveya is. So Manela, it's left now with a fiat. Nashim shenatnu malach tom nasot lahem sa'ar. We discussed this part of the Mishnah also before, but outside of the Mishnah itself. If women now give their separate dough, and they want the nachton to take care of the dough, he's supposed to have the dough rise and so on, bake it by him. In ein b'shel achat v'hem k'shiur, g'ram menachala. Even though all of these things are mixed together, nonetheless they're potter menachala. In sat ha'klavim, b'zman sha'ro'im ochmim imena, who we discussed yesterday, so if you have an Isa Kalafim, if the roim eat from it, it's considered to be humid food, it's Chayavim Chala, Ma'arvim Bo, Mishtakvim Bo, Mevorchen Aleha, Mezamnim Aleha, V'naseit V'yom Tov, V'yosef V'yadam Yedef Alos V'pecha. Ein Aroim Alos V'imena, Ein Achayavim Chala, Ein Ma'arvim Bo, Ein Mishtakvim Bo, Mevorchen Aleha, Mezamnim Aleha, Ein Anaseit V'yom Tov. Ein Adam Yosef V'yadef Alos V'pecha, Benka V'benka, but Tami to myself, and all of which we discussed yesterday. Says the Gemara. So when somebody is mimareach, mimareach means to be smoothed over the top, and that's the moment that is matbil the peros, it makes them now chayav in meiser even for achilat arai. Normally, you can't eat achilat kvar without a kviyas for meiser, but you can eat achilat arai. Here, there's no more achilas arai. Now, somebody else goes ahead and he does the miruach without the person's rishon. What would be the halacha over there? It's a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So this we're bringing in over here only because of our mission. So Masiv, it's actually inverted over here, it should say Masiv Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. It says in our mission, the din over here, it says it's all dependent on the one particular challah that belongs to that person. Why is it potter of the challah if they were all put together? Must be because the fact that the Nachton puts it together when he's now doing his thing, we're not interested in that. They didn't put it together. They didn't give it to him that necessarily he should put it together. So it's the equivalent of being Mimareach Shalomidas. He's being Matfil the Yisa Shalomidas. And this guy's being Matfil the Peres, the Tua Shalomidas. The same way it doesn't help over here that they should all be chayav with challah because somebody put it together. And they shouldn't be chayav with challah because somebody did miruah. So how can you claim that you can be matzil somebody else's tefillah? If over here, even though they gave the baker their isa, he can't be matzil it for them. Explain that to me. Tefillah. Turn it into tefillah. Turn it into tefillah. On my life, Rabbi Yochanan answered him, Shania, Shekina Osa Isa, Almanat Bechal Kav, but take Turam and Achav, over there is no comparison. The reason that over there you're potter is because the intent is to separate it into Shiur of less than a Chiyav Chava. Now, I'm going to go ahead now and split it, and then I'm going to bake it. The din is, even if you make your own Isa in that way, it wouldn't be higher than Chava. It's only because the case of the Nachton holds on. So what about the case of the Nachton? The case of the Nachton, obviously, I'm going to have a few Nachton, so it's a little bit of a chayav b'challah. And the Pilgrim said, obviously, we all know the answer because we explained it. Don't ask me for the Nakhon. Barminam Banayam. Lossipivini Nakhon. Don't ask me from the case of the Nakhon, which is a unique case. Because, as we said, the Nakhon is dependent on Data Cherim. And Nakhon lo bedato adavatalui bedatalo kuchot. Adavatalui. Maybe you'll find a lokuach who's going to go ahead and make one gigantic halalitru. Shemimatelo kuchot vachozevotel tanisa. So maybe this guy doesn't want to buy it separately, or maybe he himself won't find it and he's going to end up making a sell out of it. The mailer doesn't know, according to his dad. But that alakuchot on the right of ring. Oh, my way. Wait a minute. What about the case of the anthole? Huh? That's the killer of the case. Latanin and Chorea Nimalim, Shalonu Betzada Arima, Chayevet. We had before the case that if somebody puts up a pyre that is teva, he already had a tree, and now in the morning he finds that the chorei animalim, the ant holes, what do they call them? Ant holes, what do they call them? Yeah, when you're a kid, when you used to poke, what do you poke? Ant holes? Okay. So he finds now the anthills are full of grain. The thing is that they are assumed to have taken the grain that you piled up there, which is grain that's already chayav in maaser. And therefore, we say that that you can't use that grain without maaser in it. How the tzadari matakura, but if they had made the anthills on the side of an arima that had not yet been chayav simchala, meaning that nobody is in the mariach, so then it would be patur. Now, according to you, why should it be patur if the nimalim smooth it out to my
feet?
So here we have the perfect case. According to you, there should be no arima. The ants went out there, they smoothed everything out. That should be fine. I'm with Yona. Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yahu, the same Rabbi Yochanan. Over here, the issue is Mishum Mi'ush. The reason that you're putter is because once the ants have gotten hold of it like that, that's here already. The guy does not expect to be able to get it done. But Enochinami, if it would have been chayev, once it was chayev, Hefker can't talk to it. So in the case where it was an arima that was chayev, so then the ants, even though they caused it to become Hefker through having taken it away into their holes, and it's not normally in a person's mouth, it's not open up holes to get it back, it would be Hefker. So over there, it's too late. If the Hefker, if it once was chayev, it isn't going to become talker. But in the case where it's proper, it's certainly not going to become higher because of the Niwua. The sun has nothing to do with our case. Shmuel bar Abomer should say, Vahin shigiru shibolim. He says it's talking about over here, but when you talk about the case of an Arima, the Torah is not talking about where it was actually grain that they could smooth out. It's talking about that they took it off of the shibolim. There's still the actual seed there. And that's not considered to be miruach, because miruach is the grain itself, not the grain with the sheath and everything attached. So okay, this time it has nothing to do with our study for another reason. Must is Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. This got inverted with the one before. Yochanan and Reish Lakish, from the case of Hatanina and Yishan Hashem Migma. The Gamrana Gizbar Rakakak Padyan Peturin. So Miruach, then is that Miruach Hegdash Patas from Meister, And the giver over here did the miruach, the final attainment. So once it was miruach pshtur, it remained pshtur. I have a gizbar ka'achel, va'at amet ma'ashata asri. The gizbar is not considered to be, I mean, in what sense is he hegdish? I mean, he's a person who's doing things for hegdish. I mean, who appointed him to be now the memareh, that he should be able now to make it a miruach b'tzur? So it's the same way that miruach can't be hired by someone else, and miruach shel hegdish can't be potter permanently through someone else. You're saying he's permanently possible. And yet you're saying that he's mashah tzur? In other words, the second thing is the technical halachic ramifications of miruach. So if you're the owner, then that miruach is mechayev you permanently, even in the case of hefker. If you're hegdish, that miruach passes you, even in the case of pidyon. But it's the same idea. And it requires, that technicality requires the owner to do it. And Yisba's not the owner, so how can he do it? You see, I'm right to reveal from somebody else that does it. The important thing is, it gets done, and you're fired. That's all it counts. It got done, you're fired. Says Rabbi Yochanan, what are you talking? This is not a different issue over here. The din of a gizbar, Rabbi Yochanan, I've instructed him, it's Rabbi Yochanan. I'm only supposed to take him on the Yom. Gizbar Gabali? Obviously. The Mishnah is going to my Yom hold that whatever a gizbar does is considered to be the equivalent of the owner doing it. Is that his responsibility? Hekish is the Baal, even though he's only the gizbar, he can act in place of Egdish to do what Egdish would. He's viewed as the das of Egdish. In which case, the miruach passes as if the Baalim did it. That's all. The Elohot Rabbi Yossi, and that's not like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds, who gizbar hu acher. That's what wouldn't even matter with the Mareachet. B'sha'ah that it was Egdish. While it's Egdish, the miruach is focused permanently. Doesn't matter whether the owner does it, the gizbar in other words does it, and then the other does it. Would you say that afilu yesh b'shalachat yam kishiyur? You're saying that if one of these isos are a shir of v'kala, so it's fire. Why don't we say that yaseg davar shelo nigmaram alachtan v'yei patur? Because what was the purpose of giving it to the nachtan? It says lasot tzor. Okay. After we're going to make a tzar, what happens? We're going to use the tzar, we're not going to bake the tzar. Right? We're going to use this tzar to put into another isah. So, I mean, if that's the case, how can you say that it's tzedal? The only time that we're matzil is where something is nigmar malasim. So, the equivalent of a isah that's not meant to be baked, is meant yet to be inserted into another isah in order to be matzil to another isah. Is mamish like without having miruah? Right? It's not yet finished. I haven't done the last stage that I want to do. My best. I need to put into another dough, and I'm going to be mocking to that dough, and then I'll bake. I'm not going to bake these. Why would I bake the tzor? So it comes out that tzor b'chol is not being mamalasa. Now, how in the world would you consider it to be a dough that's being mamalasa? It should be potter minachal b'chol. The owner of Yes, B'Shem Rebbe Zira, and the owner of Rebbe Zira, B'Shem Rebbe Lazen, Af, the Mash, Shebelugim, Lo Nitzal. You know that he held that if he's in a case where somebody was, you remember we had this case, Agav, we spoke about, somebody takes out wine over here, and he puts it into the barrel. The point is over here that he did it before the, where you scoop out, what's the word? You scoop out the stuff that's on top in order to clean it off. There's a particular word for it. Skin it, yes, thank you. Okay? So the din over there was that what was put into the lagin itself is not chayav, even though it's in a lag, because it's an unfinished product. So over here you have exactly the same situation. Because in the end you're gonna have to end up dealing with it. The din over there is that you're still now you're working, you'll put into a lodge, you'll take a little drink. You're gonna put it back in. Because whatever's undrunk by you, you still need to be finished. So since it's gonna be put back in, what's in your lodge is also going to be loading marmalasa, in which case it should be exactly the same halacha over here. For some reason, the mission says you're fired. I don't know what the reason is. We don't know. Now, you said if it's an isa meant for klavim, then if the roe would eat it, it's still viewed as human food. What is a dove klav? Says Rish Lakish, that's talking about fiber bread. So she raised Bamurth and has whole wheat bread and the kind. Yeah. So that's the dog. But now okay, male, the roe is really high up. So then that's considered to be a human food too. As long as it's edible. Matnisa Oma is man shaharoim okhlimi mena, which would imply that tamim she'en haroim okhlimi mena. So if it says that only if roim are open, so apparently the isa haklavim is talking about something that could be an isa that would actually make it difficult to eat for the roa, which means that if you put in enough fiber, enough of the junk in it, they're not going to be able to eat. So the open and omer? Even if it's something that roa can't eat, the reason is limited where you made it like mimudin, which are boards, so it was cut like dog biscuit. So over there, it doesn't look like bread either. But if he made it into avin, which means he made it look like a challah, over there we would be gozer on it, and it would be the same as any other thing, because you people can't see the difference. The tani king. Obviously it should have said kosher asa kimimudin. Or it could have said kosher asa kavim, whatever, but certainly the gifta as it stands, something's wrong. Rabbi Bar b'shem Shmuel and Rabbi b'shem Rechia Rabba says, Afil asa agluski. Even if it was made to look mamish beautiful, if it's isa saklozin, even if it's mamish beautiful, it was made into the shape of the finest wonder bread, and then vatanina in ein haroim okulimina. So the entire criteria over here is if the oak, the loim can eat it or not eat it.
Is fit for eating or common to eat it?
Yeah, fit for eating. There isn't that much more than it. Tifater misha'at sha'am misha'at lishana sholo yoklu haroim imena. We say the meaning of the mission, it says Vancha Noim Kalokuli Mana, it means it wasn't made. This is probably the name of the das that you had in mind, but that's Siva for when you made it. So it means that it was made even though it would be Roy for the Rohim. So the Asakagutka. But nonetheless his das was not that the Rohim should eat from it. If it was made only for Klavim, not for the Rohim, so then it would be proper. Which means that over here, even if it's kagutka, even if it's mamish nice bread, but if your intent was, you're baking it to give out to the safari animals, whatever, that's not considered to be bread that's called and called.
Is it the thing is not to feed food that fit the food to animals? And what's the problem?
You mean it should be Arthur? Arthur to do this? You mean by truma? It's a hatch of truma. You discuss that. But some regular food?
Something that just, like bread is so good. I can feed it to the bird until it starts to.
Yeah, we did it, but I mean over here you're making it like a tefillah. I don't know if there's a... If you make like a tefillah something that could have been made for humans, that it should have been made for... It should have been made for humans? I have to research it. It's an interesting question. To the Yom Tov. Sit to that little piece afterwards that starts with Hatani. It's in parentheses. Hatani Mamala, you should today on Basra. You have it? Hello? Yeah. So that's where we'll get back to this part. So now it says over here that you're allowed to make an Yom Tov. Doesn't it say Mamala, you should today on Basra? How could you say Eno or Chamimena? Or she can be mamala kunkun chamin. Abu pisha ina shokami mena erakotecha. Abu lefotza ina ufa ela litzorcha. Doesn't it say that on Yom Tov it's okay to fill it up if you're doing one act? So if you're doing one act, you're going to put the pot on. But if it's afia, since each particular bread is a separate afia, so you have to put it in, you have to be ready to the pot afterwards and so on. So then, you're not allowed to add. But if that's the case, so then the pot for the klavim is added. And how can you say, because the growing can eat from it, and then you're allowed to make it also for the klavim, you still, you have to separate between the pot for the klavim and not, because you have to separate over here from the afia that you're going to eat from. And they feel that you're not going to eat from it.
No.
We're talking about Yom Tov. We're only talking about the piece about Yom Tov. The Mishnah mentioned a number of different things about you set that clothing. One of them was, some with Agav. One of them was that if you set that clothing is rowing for Achila to the rowing, so then you can bake the whole thing on Yom Tov. So we're asking, how can you bake all the onions? The parts of the klavim you can't bake onions. So we see over here, if there's things that you're doing as separate tirchus, each thing you have to view is separate. If you're putting up one pot to boil, fine. But bread, you have to put up a separate falafel, pizza. So each one you have to worry about. So can, whatever the roller will eat, fine. Whatever the roller won't eat, you shouldn't be able to bake. Yeah.
Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, amen, took out the words of Tani.
Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, amen, Mamala hi isha tatanur, huh? Yitnei shapat yafa, isha shatanur balei. It's a different issue over here. Each bread benefits from being in a pot, in a oven rather, that's full of pot. So therefore, you're allowed to fill it up, even if you're only going to be eating one of these pizzas, because it's beneficial. So if that's the case, if you're going to have one pizza that the rovim are eating, even though the rest of them are dog biscuits, but having the dog biscuits in the oven is going to help this pizza be baked better. And therefore, because it's indirectly ochel nefesh, it's still ochel nefesh,
it would be mutter to do dangerous. Very cute, huh? One second, when do we get back to Matze Gizuma Osmavarakala. You stole Matze, you can't sit there all up with Matze on it, because it's Bosea Berech. Om Rabiona had it the same with the Kila. Alva Bosea, Lodamimu Chayavlo. This is only talking about at the time that it's Gazul. But you go ahead now and you ate it already.
Bench.
At that point you should bench because now it's just money that you owe him. No, anybody. Or we were talking about maybe it couldn't. Let's see, it could be that we can work it out there because you wanted to raise the issues that are coming. I didn't want to discuss about that. Rav Yona Omar, in Avera Mitzvah, you can't turn an Avera into a Mitzvah. In other words, if you're going to now have a Mitzvah, Birkas HaMazon, that came through an Avera, you know, that's also considered to be able to say Avera. Rav Yossi Omar, in Mitzvah Avera, a Mitzvah that comes through an Avera is not a Mitzvah. It's just a different. He's just saying it wouldn't be a mitzvah, and he was saying you can't use an avera for a mitzvah. It's just a question of how you phrase it. I mean, it's the same thing. In avera mitzvah, don't use an avera for a mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's saying a mitzvah cannot be a mitzvah if it was done through an avera. That's not a mitzvah. Omer Avila, Ela mitzvah. Only the way they are told to you. If you do them the way you're supposed to do them, they're mitzvahs. And you must, you know mitzvahs. It's unbelievable.
Today, like,
you know,
it is. How the so-called commandment of the Bible.
Very bad. What are we up to
here? The Mishnah on Ketanah. The Mishnah on Ketanah.